Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast. This is episode 63 already. Stories by students and classics, of course, is the tagline. And today you can listen to a conversation I made with a friend, a colleague from Nitra, Slovakia. Her name is Katarina Vesela. She's the author of a new textbook called Academic Writing. And I asked her to talk about that as well as two other topics. So let's listen to Katja. I had an idea that I would like to ask you about three things, maybe, and you can talk a little bit about each. You as a writer and teacher of academic writing, the other is vocabulary, and the third is photography.
Okay.
Do you think these three are interesting topics for you?
Yeah, all of them, definitely.
Okay, so academic writing, maybe you can say a few words about... Yeah, so I know that you have written it with an American colleague, and I know that much of your cooperation was... Part of this was when she was in Slovakia, and then when she went back to the U.S., you used Skype to talk about what to do and how. So can you say a few words about the way it was developed, the book, how you decided on the content, and how you finalized the book?
Mm-hmm. So the first idea was 3 or maybe 4 years ago when I started teaching academic writing, and Carol, the co-author, was in Slovakia here with her husband, and she just helped me to develop the curriculum and the plan, because it was something absolutely new to teach at our university.
And you mean there was no such course before at Nitra, or
it wasn't taught as a special course.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So she helped me a lot, and then she left, and I taught that classes for 2 years. And I tried just to collect materials and to read the books about, and it was like from maybe 5 books, I selected several parts from each and collected it. And then it was a huge file of material, a huge file of students' essays and papers and theses. And then we decided to ask for the Fulbright grant, and which was aimed at writing the book, especially for Slovak and Czech students.
Okay, so this is a course book for students at university level, right?
Yes, it is the university.
And maybe the first such book in Slovakia and Czech Republic.
It is the only, yeah.
And the only one,
the first one, and of course the last one, because it is just.
It's pretty fresh. Like came out in September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, September.
Okay, so she went back, then you started to actually put the chapters together. So did you agree on what to have, or there were some discussions about that?
Yes, of course it was discussed and negotiated, because we didn't have the same preferences, because I used my experience from everyday teaching. Mm-hmm. And for 2 years, like everyday teaching, I know about the problems our students have. And they are definitely not the same problems the American students have when they write their academic papers.
Can you think can you tell us an example of that? Like something that you found was clearly a Slovak issue, or something that was very important for your students?
Most important and the very basic is the whole structure or the logic of developing academic writing papers, because our university students are not used to write the project the way the English academic writing should be. So from introduction to conclusion in the direct way and logical way. And
it's not just writing, but also concepts and cognitive skills.
And also to put all the thought into some logical order. Mm-hmm.
So your students are finding your book helpful?
Yeah, and I'm really happy about it, because since it was used the very first day, which was in the middle of September, some of the students have already claimed that it is really, even one of them told me, but maybe it was not really the truth, that it is the most useful textbook
that he,
she has ever used.
Do you think your writing, as you were writing this book, has changed?
My own?
Yes.
Yes, yes, of course, because now I am more careful about my own writing.
You've discovered some things yourself.
And I know that how difficult it is.
Yeah, very interesting work. I also want to ask, yes, I know that your other interest, or of course it's very closely related to writing, is vocabulary. You also have a, I think you have a website or a blog where you have tasks. So what can you tell about that, or your interest in English vocabulary, or teaching vocabulary, or how you learn vocabulary?
Yeah, it is the mainly to teach vocabulary and learn vocabulary. Maybe it is the same, because during teaching you learn a lot.
That's true.
Which is the most amazing thing in teaching job.
Mm-hmm. That I agree. Yes, true.
And that is I think the most important thing in learning anything, not only vocabulary, is to have pleasure and fun from learning something new. And sometimes I compare it to, you know, people here in Slovakia used to go for picking mushrooms quite often. And when you find some beautiful mushroom.
Oh, it's like
finding some interesting words to
expression.
Learn.
So, of course, you need to make sure that you go to an expert and check whether it's okay or not, whether it's poisonous.
It's edible or not, yes.
Yeah. But of course, words are different, because the words cannot be poisonous, right? Or do you think they can
They can, of course they can.
How?
They may be even killers. You don't know that you can kill somebody with a word.
But is it with the words that we kill, or is it with the way we say those words?
So maybe both.
Yeah, of course, we are using words for more peaceful purposes.
So, hopefully most of us.
So this is part two of our conversation, and Katja, can you say a few words about your interest in photography and maybe in traveling?
Okay, photography and traveling is closely connected, because if you take the photos while traveling, you will keep it maybe deeper in your memory, and anytime you look at the photo, so everything is coming back, all the atmosphere of the particular place. So it is, and if the photo is really good, and this is what I think makes the photo really good photo, is that you can feel the atmosphere again anytime you look at it.
Okay, and recently you've been to Norway?
It was a trip to Norway, which was really my life experience, because it's beautiful country, but not only country, it's mountains, and everybody knows like fjords and what is Norway famous about, but also some places which maybe I don't know, anywhere there's the harbor and houses and a boat, like in this photo.
Okay, so you've chosen this photograph with the coyote.
Yes, it is, because the colors are amazing there. It was a late afternoon, and the storm was coming, so the clouds are dark, and the boat is like shining, because the color of it is something like orange
and
red
color.
And it is very, very special color, which changes the atmosphere of the whole.
So what would you say is the atmosphere of this photograph? I mean, it's like you weren't afraid of the storm, were you? Or were you?
No, because it was the storm is coming, but there is something shining very close to, which makes it a little bit, not funny, but not dangerous.
Right.
Because if you look at the photo, so on the left
Yes, I see the sun is still
at the corner,
shining through.
There is something like a hole in the dark cloud.
Right,
and
that must be the sun,
hole,
right?
The whole light is coming directly to that boat and makes it shining.
That's very nice, yes.
Which is very special.
Did you go on this boat?
No.
Okay.
But it
so
is.
This is a small town in Norway?
Yeah, it is, but it may be anywhere. It is not very typical Norway. Maybe just the wooden houses there.
Yeah, the colors.
With colors, but it is not so specific because what do you imagine if I say Norway? Maybe fjord. And this is not a fjord. It may be really absolutely anywhere, I think.
Yeah, it's a nice harbor.
Yes, it's a nice harbor, and it's something like, you know, the harbor should be the center of calm sea and not dangerous, because it is the place where you can hide in case of need.
Yeah, of course you need to reach it if you come from the stormy sea. Of course, harbor is where you want to arrive.
Yeah, so it has some symbolic behind that. And
Right, and it just comes to my mind, this idea, when I'm done with this episode and I publish it on my page, I'll let you know the link. And maybe if you're interested, your students can listen to you and they can write about what you say.
Oh, yeah.
In your class.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. If you think they might be interested?
Maybe some of them, yeah.
Thank you so much for this. I really appreciate your time. And you are now in your office.
Yeah.
Are you going home after this, or you still have the work to do?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what I will do. Maybe I will write something and send it to you.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'll keep in touch. I'll let you know about the episode.
Okay.
Listening to episode 63 of Take Off the Podcast, featuring an interview with Katarina Vesala. And until next time, take care.